Hit me, strike me, slay me! Denizens of the internet, this is Order of Tier podcast number 038. I am Jordan B. Sanders. I am your dungeon slash podcast master for this evening. I am joined with my assistant podcast slash dungeon master across the internet. His name's Michael the Hammer K. Kludzinski.
Yo, everybody.
And he's eating a pizza right now.
Yeah, it's hot.
Because that's how he rolls in his shire.
Yeah, I like my shire.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, moundy, and there are hobbits.
There are a few hobbits.
So this is the Order of Tier podcast, and we're going to start with some news about what Order of Tier is doing. I guess
It's a pretty crazy week, isn't it?
It is an extremely crazy week. We should probably start with the news that is most pertinent to the podcast, seeing as how this is actually the podcast. We have moved our podcast hosting from Buzzsprout, and we're actually doing it ourselves using Amazon S3 now and a plugin for WordPress. So we did that so that we could have a little more granular control over it, and it's actually working out pretty awesomely, if I do say so myself. I like it, mm-hmm. and I'm the one dealing with that, so that, I guess that's what matters.
That's correct.
But yeah... And I made a blog post about this, but I wanted to reiterate. We're not moving away from Buzzsprout because they suck, because they don't suck. They actually are pretty good. I mean, really good. I'm very pleased with the service they provided us for the time that we used them. They're really easy to use. They're really cool. They've responded to support requests extremely quickly, and they were extremely nice and courteous and fixed everything really fast. So if you do need a simple podcast hosting, I definitely recommend Buzzsprout. Check those guys out. But if you're like the big time nerd, want to do it yourself kind of people like we are, you can do that too. And that's what we decided to do. And as such, extending the nerd, interactings, we actually started a separate feed in addition to the main podcast feed for an OGG version of the podcast. So those of you who are fans of OGG Vorbis audio, we now have a feed for that. And the feed for our regular podcast changed too. So let's go through that. For the MP3 podcast, if you prefer the MP3s, it is feeds.feedburner.com/orderoftierpodcast. That's it. Just all one word, no weird characters. feeds.feedburner.com/orderoftierpodcast. And if you prefer OGG, it's not much different. It's feeds.feedburner.com/orderoftierpodcast-OGG. So you just add the hyphen OGG on the end. Right now, the OGG feed only has last episode 37 in it, and each new episode will show up on there, and whenever I get the time, I will backport the old ones too. So if you're really against the MP3s, and I can understand it if you are, that patent shit's kind of not good, but we will get you OGG format soon for the old podcasts if you're interested in listening. That's pretty much the podcast news. You got anything else for us, Mr. Hammer K?
Not as far as a podcast goes, but we got some Order of Tierness going on this week.
Strike me.
Yeah. So we released our cover of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sweet. You can check it out on the YouTubes. Have we made a blog post about that yet?
We haven't done this is the first that we've said anything about this in public, pretty much.
Okay.
Aside from that we were doing it.
Hey, I'll release it to the internet tomorrow, by the way.
That sounds good. Cool.
Okay. Good. So yeah, there's that thing. And we have a show this weekend on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's been preparing for that for a while, and
How you feeling about that, Bray?
man, this is our first show since 2007, like almost literally, like because that last show was in June 2007 too, right? So it's been over 4 years. Yeah, over 4 years. That's so ridiculous,
What kind of band are we?
dude. I have no clue. Well, we're a band that's trying to figure out our identity, and I think we kind of have.
See what you did there.
So this is gonna be the first Order of Tear back at it show. Not sure when the next one's gonna be, but if you're gonna be in Memphis this coming weekend, the 4th of July weekend, the third Sunday, come hang out at the Buck. It's down on Monroe, I think. Is that right?
Something like that. I've
Yeah,
never been there
8:30.
before. I literally have no clue where it is.
We'll figure it out. So we're going on first. We're gonna open the night. There's a bunch of metal bands playing, so if you're in the metal, that's your night to come.
Our music is going to be very different from everybody else's.
It's gonna be very strange because it's like two or three death metal bands, and I think they're all death metal bands except for us.
bands that are called like Dying Cunts of Horrors and stuff like that. So,
No, one is the Shadows of Creation, so that's not too bad. One's Beerivore.
I didn't
And
even realize that. That's incredible.
oh yeah. And then there's Process of Suffocation. They're a local band, they're from Memphis. And Lloyd drums for them. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, I saw that he said he was playing. I didn't know who he was with.
That was news to me a while back. This guy Lloyd Estevanot, and I'm probably completely mispronouncing his last name, but he actually was one of the first people who tried out for drums for Order of Tear, and he totally would have been our drummer too if things had worked out. It was just a bad time for him and for us too, kind of. It just didn't work out. It kind of stunk, but we love Lloyd, man. He's an awesome drummer.
Agreed.
Yeah, you gotta come check this dude out. He's totally a machine, dude. And if you watch him when he's drumming, it's like nothing to him. You know, he's like stone faced the entire time. It's awesome.
I'm working on
Yeah, he's been doing it like for years and years and years. Like,
How old is he?
he's older than me by several years. So I mean, he's in his 30s, and he's. But he's been in the death metal scene for a long, long time.
Hopefully by the time I'm 30, I'll be able to rock some assholes.
Oh yeah, man, this dude's been in like Extreme Drummer magazine and stuff like that, and on their website. So he's not a spring chick. But yeah, come check out some awesome music on Sunday the 3rd, the evening, 8:30 p.m. Buccaneer in Memphis. If you're not there, I'm gonna try. I can't guarantee that this is gonna come, actually be able to happen, but I'm gonna try to set up a camera to see if we can capture some stuff to see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Jason to take pictures.
Okay, cool.
So,
So,
well, at least have pictures.
yeah, we'll try to have some sort of visual and hopefully audio visual record of the evening, and we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty excited about it, man. I'm a little nervous just because we haven't played out in so long, but
Yeah, like I can't tell if I'm 95% excited and 5% scared or 5% scared. Wait. 5% 5% excited and 95% scared.
I think that's the way to be, though, right? Because then it's just like the adrenaline pushes you to just be crazy. So,
So
yeah,
yeah.
it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be fun if nothing else.
Show.
Awesome. I think that's pretty much all of the Order of Tear news.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's probably the most news we've had in a long time,
Yeah,
at least
I know,
since the album came out.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's nuts. So we got some video games to talk about. You want to go first, or you want me to go first, or?
I'll go first.
All right.
So Sonic's 20th anniversary is last week, and for this wonderful event, Sega released a demo of Sonic Generations. Have you gotten a chance to check that out with your blazing internet speeds?
I have not, man. I've been extremely busy doing a bunch of junk, but no, I haven't.
I feel you.
I plan on it.
So the basically the common What am I effing trying to say?
I do not know.
The Hey, I'm gonna just go jump off a cliff now, because I can't even talk about Sonic the Hedgehog anymore. I'm still like lacking sleep from I went and
Fanboy
saw
fluster.
Transformers 3 the other night at midnight, and that movie's like freaking 2.5 hours long.
Oh, I didn't
After
even
the
know it was
pre,
out.
yeah, after the previews, and so I didn't get home till like 3. Anyway,
Man.
okay, so Sonic Generations is kind of it. If you played Sonic 4 and you really didn't like the physics in Sonic 4, as
I
far as it
hate
being
that.
really floaty, yeah, as far as it being really floaty and having the homing attack and all that stuff, it is not like that at all. It has that very that momentum feel that all the original Sonics have, like Sonic 2, I guess, mostly. And it he feels like he has weight. He doesn't feel like he's prissing about. And it is, I don't care how many crappy games Sega has made, they are all absolutely gorgeous, every single one of them, and this is like no freaking exception. Like it is absolutely nostalgic as hell, because you're playing Green Hill and there are all these little things that were in Green Hill in that first level, and they happen, in this, and it's awesome. And the music is obviously remixes of the original music, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But just like there are so many little details in it. It is ridiculous. So yeah, like it looks really good. I'm kind of being really about it until I play the full thing. But it so far the one level that I played is pretty awesome. Yeah.
So, did you play it on like 360?
I actually played it on, well, funny story. I was going to play it on PS3. I got on PS3, or I turned my PS3 on. I was like, firmware update. I was like, 360. So I turned my 360 on and I downloaded it. And I played it on my 360, and then I'd actually download it on PS3 later on, so I could use a real D-pad, and it played about the same on both. I mean, except for obviously a different controller. But yeah, there wasn't any like real difference between the two.
I don't know. The more time goes on, the more I hate the 360's controller. I hate to be like that, and I'm not saying that everybody has to feel that way, but that's exactly how I feel. But you know what ifs.
Yeah, I've actually gotten a lot more used to using the PS3 controller, and I had never really have been a big fan of it before.
But you have your D-pad switched out on your 360 controller, right?
The thumbsticks.
I thought you had your D-pad switched out too.
No, I have it. It's Dremeled out a little bit, so there's more room for it to move, and thus making better contact and not being a piece of crap.
Right.
So it's more enjoyable to actually use it.
I thought you were gonna do that NES controller mod.
Yeah. Thought about that. I actually took apart a bunch of controllers. Like I had this bright idea. I took apart a NES controller and I took apart a PS2 controller, and I was gonna possibly try to put the PS2 D-pad on it. But it just I couldn't really. I would have had to make plastic parts
Oh man, that
to do
sucks.
it. So, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not really skilled in that department.
That probably would have ended up sucking.
Yeah,
Or
and speaking of D-pads, Jason bought one of those new controllers. He needed
Oh yeah.
controller, so he bought one of the new ones. He had like a Best Buy gift card, so he was like, eh! And so he got it.
So he became the penguin so that he could
Yeah.
get
Man,
the
that thing feels just like the other D-pads. Like, no different. The only difference is it sticks out a little bit.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I played with it for 5 seconds. I was like, okay. Whatever. I'm glad I didn't spend $68 on this.
Dude, $68 for a controller. That's just nuts. I can't imagine.
Well, when the Wii U comes out.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well,
You'll be wishing $68.
I am going to make a stance right now, and like I may have already said this, but and I may have to go and, eat my words later, but I don't think I'm gonna get a Wii U.
Yeah, I'm definitely more than likely almost guaranteed to not get that one at launch.
Yeah, but I mean, you say get that at launch, that means you're still gonna get it. You're gonna get it.
I mean, I'm not saying that I won't end up getting, I don't know. I mean, that just tends to be my thing. Like if I don't I, it just if it goes down in price enough and then there's some game that I want, it's like, oh, screw it.
Yeah, I mean, if it came down to like $100 or like
Yeah, I mean,
150, and
even when I was like so just anti PS2, I ended up getting a PS2. So I mean, I stopped making claims like that a long time ago. I don't know.
well, for me, it's not that I'm like anti, you know, Wii U or anything like that, or anti Nintendo. I mean, I very much like Nintendo and their games, but it's just, and you've talked about this a lot, and you know, I've said some stuff about it too, not as much as you, because this is your main sticking point, I think, with Nintendo. It's just they are just gimmick after gimmick after gimmick with everything they do, and that, I guess, it's just, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back to me, that this whole huge stupid controller that I see some practical value, but I
I
can't believe that they're gonna have real developers doing real games to use that for real mechanics.
don't.
Maybe I'm just being blind and stubborn and, you know, old, crotchety, and, you know,
I don't know. I mean,
maybe.
the same thing happened with the Wii. Like at first, like all these games came out, and they were using the controller in all different ways and whatever. And you know, like all the best games, you just freaking hold it sideways and use like a regular controller.
The only one that's not is Silent Hill Shattered Memories, because you use it as a flashlight, and that is awesome. That is the best use of the Wiimote that I have ever experienced. And I mean, it just feels so natural. It's amazing.
That makes sense.
That's why I couldn't imagine that. I mean, you know, they had a PS2 port of it, and or it was on PS2, and I can't imagine what it would have been like playing it on PS2, because it would not even have been half as fun, or as it wouldn't have been nearly as visceral as, you know, actually using the Wiimote as a flashlight. But you still need to play that game, brother.
Yeah, I know I do. Man, I just played Silent Hill 2 a few months ago, bro. Give me a break, man.
Yeah, and you haven't even finished Bayonetta yet either.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Oh, I have so many games to play. My list of shame is just like touching the ceiling right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, I mean, mine's through the roof, so. Well, yeah. But,
Anyway.
speaking of survival horror,
Ooh.
that's a segue.
Oh man. I've heard that it's bad luck to recognize your awesome segues.
Man,
But
whatever.
we're gonna anyway, because this is frickin' Order of Tier, Beatrice.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
So,
Bizarre Sire.
have you heard about this? I know you have because you talked to me about it, but I'm going to act like you didn't so that we can have this good intro. Have you heard about this Resident Evil Mercenaries 3DS debacle?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. You should tell me all about it.
So, Capcom said, "Yeah, you know, if you buy this game, this new, you know, Mercenaries Resident Evil game for the 3DS, if you buy that and you like play it at all, yeah, you can't really play it again, and you can't really give it to anybody to let them play through it, and you can't really sell it to anybody to play through it, and oh yeah, you can't rent it out so that people can play it. Pretty much, you have one save. That's all there is to it, and you can't go back and restart it or anything." What's
That's
that
some horse
crap?
crap.
That is a huge load of horse crap. I mean, horses take a look at that and they're like, "Man, I'm not even gonna play that."
Man. I don't know. I don't even know what to that just pisses me off. Like, you know, me personally, I used to be really into used games, but I'm not so much anymore. I tend to buy games like immediately when they come out nowadays. Like if I want it, I already know that I want it and I get it when it comes out and end of discussion. But I used to be really, really into used games, and you know, I don't know. I think they are big time shooting themselves in the foot with that. And I think that they're blaming used game sales. Like they're being really shallow about that whole idea. Because like when somebody buy they may buy the first game used, but what if they freaking love it and then they end up being one of those people that are camping out for the second one?
Well, the argument with that is, will there ever be a second one if the first hand sales of the first one weren't good enough?
Right.
But I know I completely take your point, though. I mean, it's like you're right. There could be a huge, massive following, because especially if it's new IP, it's like, who really wants to drop, $60 on a game that nobody knows if it's really going to be any good or not? And
Right.
the thing is, I guess the thing that really pisses me off about it is that it's like they're saying, I don't care if I'm making a game that's good enough to make sales, I'm going to force the sales. Right? So they don't force the sale, or they don't draw the sales to them by making a really badass, awesome game that everybody and his brother wants to buy, like Gears of War. They force everybody to buy it, and then obviously by doing that they have a lot of people that aren't going to buy it because of that. I use Gears of War as an example because that's the main reason I wanted a 360 originally, is to play that with my brother, because like he played it all the time, and I played it with him at his apartment, and then I was like, oh wow, this game's pretty fun, and then so I got a 360 just because of Gears of War to play with my brother, and because it was a good game as in multiplayer, and it wasn't, I don't know, I mean it was a good game, so the good game made it sell a whole lot, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think if you look at like the really good games, they didn't I don't think they're really suffering so much from secondhand sales.
No, not at all.
So it's like, man up and make a good game, or woman up and make a good game. Don't force people to buy your game,
Right.
because
And I
then
mean, it would have been one thing if it was a new IP, but it's freaking Resident Evil.
not
Like,
only that, I mean
what?
the biggest thing, like when I heard that they were making this game, I was like, Mercenaries, that's a mini game from the other games. I think Resident Evil 3 was the first one they did it in. When you beat the game, you could play this Mercenaries mode, is like where you play as one of the characters in the game, and it's basically like either waves of zombies or like checkpoints you have to get to, or certain objectives you have to pass. And it's like, so it's like extra content in the main games, and now you're gonna make a standalone game that's just that. I mean, come on, that's just like trying to cash in on the name. And not only that, it's so blatantly obvious you're trying to cash in now that you're not allowing people to, reset the save or have different saves. So it's just
Right. Like
stupid.
there's no excuse for that. Like literally.
No, there's not. I mean, there's no reason for it other than blatant, give me your money. Which, I mean, I understand. You spend the time and the effort to make a product. You should be rewarded for it if the market says, yeah, this is worth rewarding, right? The thing is, they want to rig that aspect of it, and they want to force the market into saying it's worth rewarding. And in
Right.
doing that, I mean, people aren't stupid, right? I mean, people aren't stupid. There are some stupid people out there, but most people, especially you're talking about like gaming nerds, they're not that stupid. They're gonna see
Right.
right through that, and they're gonna be like, screw that crap, I
Oh,
don't
dude,
care.
they already did. It, go check out this game's listing on Amazon.com. It's hilarious. Like they have wiped the floor with this game's ass. Like it's ridiculous in the reviews. Like they have just torn it apart for that very reason.
I mean, it makes you wonder if they're gonna. I mean, I don't know what like the update process, or if there is one for 3DS games, but it makes you wonder if they're gonna ship like an update for it that
Yeah, I have no
changes
clue.
it.
I've never heard of them updating that kind of stuff before. So,
Well, I
yeah,
mean,
I don't
they
know.
can do it on PS3 and an Xbox 360. So, I mean, I imagine that's an internet-enabled console, right?
Right.
You'd think they could. If not, that's a pretty piss poor design.
Don't know. Welcome to Nintendo Land.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't. Presumably, and I could be wrong about this, but I mean, who published this? Capcom made it, but I guess they published it too.
I guess they did. I would assume
Or
so.
I guess maybe
They're
they did
the
they.
ones taking all the heat for it.
Yeah, sure. Did they even make it? That's a good question
I
too.
don't know.
It may have been some other studio, and it was there. Capcom's just publishing it, but It's like, well, okay, so if Capcom published it, that's okay, but if it's, I don't know, if Nintendo signed off of an, on it in any like significant way, you would think they'd be like, hold on, you're not doing this on our system. I mean, unless they're allowing them to test the water with it. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's really what they're trying to do is they're gonna let this be the scapegoat if, you know, it blows up like it is, or, you know, if it's not as bad as they think it may be, then maybe that's the new model. But I don't, there's almost no way that's gonna be the new model.
Oh no. That has rubbed some people the wrong way, and by some people I mean pretty damn near everybody.
Anybody
So
that plays video games and thinks about stuff, I mean, they're
yeah.
gonna get pissed off about it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It just says by Capcom on Amazon listing, so I don't know. I'm assuming they made it and are publishing it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, the game looks like it would be cool, and
Oh,
I
I
would like to
watched
play it, but
Jonathan Holmes did a preview of it. Like he, or not really a preview, but he played it for like 10 minutes and did a video on it. And it looked like a pretty cool game. Like it looked like it was returning to the roots of Resident Evil, and I'm not quite sure what that means. I think it's it was based more on puzzles than action or something.
yeah,
Does
but
that
that's
say?
that is true. But I mean, if they're still in this over the shoulder perspective that they came up with in Resident Evil 4, that's, I wouldn't call that classic Resident Evil. But that's me. I'm a purist. I love Resident Evil 4. Don't get me wrong, that game is incredible. But it's totally different than any of the games before it in the series.
Yeah, I need to play that series.
Yes, you do. Not as badly as you need to finish the Silent Hill series, but you know.
This is true. Very true.
But yeah, so I'm pissed off about that, and I don't even have a 3DS, so, and I have no plans to get one. But that, if I did, and or if somehow a 3DS just magically fell on my lap, I would not buy that game.
Yeah, I
Just
have no
would not do
intentions
it.
of doing such a thing.
And I love Resident Evil. That's what sucks about it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if Konami did that with Silent Hill, oh man, I can't even imagine the emotions I would be feeling right now. Oh man.
You'd want to boycott that so bad, but man.
Yeah, it's probably, it would certainly be worse than finding out that Korn is doing the theme song for the new Silent Hill game.
Oh,
But
whatever, man. Oh,
anyway,
that was so funny when I read that. I just thought, oh, he is gonna flip.
it's not going to be instrumental. That's the worst part about it. You know, I could almost take it. I could almost just grin and bear it if it were going to be instrumental, but I know it's not going to be. Oh my God. Anyway, let's not, I don't want to think about that right now. Do you have anything else? Oh yeah, you saw a movie this week or something,
Yeah, I
right?
did see a movie. I saw Transformers 3 on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, really, to be more precise.
To get pumped to go into work that day.
Yeah. Oh God, I was. I am still worn out from that adventure. That was brutal because the movie is 2.5 hours long, and yeah. So, yeah.
Thoughts?
Actually, honestly, I did enjoy it. It is light years better than the second one.
Oh, wow.
The cluster that was the second one, I cannot even begin to that. That is like an understatement of what the second one was. Have
Did
I?
they undo it somehow, the second one and the third one?
They basically like a lot of the second one takes place in the desert, and every once in a while they talk about the desert, but basically they don't mention anything that happened in the second one. So yeah, where should I begin? Let me talk about the first one a little bit. So I actually really did enjoy it. I think we've talked about this before, but whatever. I actually really did enjoy the first one once I got over like all the fanboyisms, everything that pissed me off about it, like Optimus Prime having flames on his body and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And just kind of,
Well, like the focus of the story, like not being on the important parts.
right. But you know, I mean, looking at it for what it was and kind of accepting that it was like a new idea instead of trying to recreate, or not recreate, but like reimagine what has already been there, like with content that was already there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I did enjoy the first one. And then the second one, it had like it was plagued with the writer's strike and all that stuff. And so it was basically like they tried to apply everything that had existed before in the Transformers universe to what was going on in Bayformer Land. And it was just this the biggest cluster ever. And I don't know, it's like the writers were they're Transformers fans, but you know, they aren't like fanboys, you know. And like they're actually the same guys that wrote Star Trek, the new Star Trek. And one of them is a huge Trekkie, and the other one is, you know, he's just like a casual Star Trek fan. And so I think that they did a much better job on that movie because, you know, it's like one of them knows freaking everything about it, and the other one, you know, has more of a like I guess outside perspective on it. Whereas, you know, when the Transformers thing, they're both just like casual Transformers fans. So
So you're saying like with the Star Trek one, it would be like if you and I did a Silent Hill movie.
that is exactly right.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, this the second one, yeah, it's just a huge cluster. But the third one, well, also another thing about the second one is they everybody was complaining about there wasn't enough Decepticon, they didn't build their personalities enough, there wasn't enough dialogue and all that kind of stuff. And so in the second one, they tried to give the Decepticons more screen time as far as talking goes and all that stuff. And they it was just yeah. So yeah, not to mention the stupid devastatorness that they did. I don't even. Yeah, that was just ridiculous. He had balls. Like literally, he had balls. He had.
That's what I hear. I just to be clear, and I don't know if I've said it before, but I have not seen the second one, and I don't really ever plan to.
Yeah. yeah, you don't really need to see the second one ever to have any clue what's going on. All you need to know that pertains from the second one to the third one is that Megatron is missing part of his head. That's about it. So anyway, the third one, the story is a lot simpler, and it's I mean, obviously, it's an action movie. I mean, you know, it's like giant robots kicking each other's asses. Like that. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And
And one side does it because they're assholes.
right, exactly. But I guess the thing that I like the most about this one compared to the other ones is like it's basically accepted the fact that it's its own thing. Like it's not G1 Transformers and whatever. Like it's its own thing. So. You know, I basically went in not expecting anything. Like I was expecting after the second one, I was not expecting anything. So I walked out happy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Then I'm sure film critics are going to rip it to pieces because I mean the plot is pretty shallow. Like it's not anything intense. But I mean, you know, like. Obviously, since I'm a Transformers fanboy, it pleases me to see these dudes on screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a much more emotional movie than the other ones because guys actually die.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and you know, especially when it's obviously Transformers that you know have existed since you know the 80s, and then. They get killed, it's kind of like, whoa, that just happened again.
Yeah, that is kind of intense. Apparently, Rotten Tomatoes, it's got 37%.
All right.
The audience says 90%, though, so.
Yeah, I'm sure Movie Bob is going to rip it to pieces.
He probably already has.
Yeah. But
Just waiting to upload.
yeah. And honestly, a lot of people really don't like Shia LaBeouf, but I watched a ton of his stuff on the Disney Channel when he was younger and when
Oh
I,
yeah, Even Stevens.
yeah, and I thought he was hilarious in that, and so obviously I still think he's hilarious. So yeah, there were some scenes that were a little drawn out, but overall I did actually. Shamefully enjoyed it. But yeah, there was one scene, it had, and there aren't as many Decepticon, well, there are, but they're more generic Decepticons. The only like real Decepticons that are in it are Shockwave and Soundwave and Starscream and Megatron and Laserbeak.
Oh, okay.
So there aren't, they didn't try to do as much personality building with them, which was a good thing. But there was one scene where Soundwave and Laserbeak and Megatron and Starscream all interacted, and it really reminded me of how they would have interacted in the cartoon, as far as like Laserbeak landing on Soundwave's arm and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention that Frank Welker is the voice of Soundwave, so he sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, that's always good when they can pull stuff like that off.
Yeah, and I don't know. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie, actually. And like Megatron has half of his head blown off, and Starscream says something to him like, "It's such a shame to see you like this," but and like he sounds like a sarcastic ass when he says it. But what he's saying doesn't really match the way he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
he is. So yeah, just little things like that. They were cool, but.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you get the chance to watch that when it comes out on video, I'd probably
Yeah,
take a gander.
may have to Netflix that dude.
Yeah. Don't
Awesome.
expect a deep emotional, well, a deep life-changing experience by watching.
Philosophical movie.
Yes.
What can Transformers teach us about life?
Right. That we can kill each other, basically.
That if you try hard enough, you can be a robot that turns into other things.
Yeah, and Optimus Prime has a trailer in this.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, which is cool.
Finally. Well, like I said, I hadn't seen the
And
second
it's
one yet.
actually the same freaking design as the one, the real one.
That's awesome.
It's just like different color. It's silver instead of, well, I guess it was silver in the cartoon.
Yeah, it's like grayish.
Yeah. So yeah, it's silver and it has like a blue trim around it.
Awesome.
So that's cool.
That is cool. Well,
So yeah.
that's good to hear that it wasn't like a total bomb.
Yeah. It was a good way to end everything.
So they're not gonna do any more, right?
Well, Michael Bay's not doing anymore.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really blame him as much as I do the writers. I don't really like there's a new Transformers cartoon that started recently, not too long ago, and I was randomly flipping through TV channels the other day, and I never watch TV, and I was just randomly flipping through channels, and I saw it coming on. I was like, "Oh, that's cool. I'll check this out." And then I saw that they wrote the plot or the whatever. They were the writers for the show. I was like, "Okay, click."
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that how?
I
You
don't
know?
know. I have no clue. I have no clue.
Man, that's all of this talk about like, movies based on things that you're like very much emotionally invested in reminds me. I need to take a look to see the status of the new Silent Hill movie, see what's going on here. We're gonna have some live off the cuff stuff here on the ooh, it says 2012. Silent Hill Revelation 3D. All right, so news. Nothing new, it looks like. All the same. Same storyline about Heather. Do not, oh dude, do whatever you do. Dude, okay, don't read anything that you see about this movie
Okay.
because it will spoil things for you in some of the games you may or may not have played yet.
Yeah, I need to play the third one now.
Like ultra mega major what? And like you'll see it and you'll it's one of those heart sink things. Like you'll probably make the connection and
Oh,
it'll
God.
be
I
melted.
freaking hate that.
Yeah. And it's so blatant. It's like just out there because I assume that who anybody watching the movie, they haven't played the
Right. Gamers wouldn't go see that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so they cast they cast Claudia Wolf. She's like one of the main, well, Claudia is one of the main characters in the third game, and it's Carrie Ann Moss. That's strange, because Claudia was like blonde in the game, but she's not blonde. I don't know, maybe they'll put a wig on her or something. Yeah, but like the characters that are in here, dude, like they're so crossing stories and oh, man.
Because the original games were not good enough to be movies to begin with. Just they were not good enough.
Oh, dude. Although, like, one thing that's interesting here is like some of the things that they're doing, and I don't want to like I'm gonna it'd be too ultra spoilers if I said anything, but like some of the casting and some of the things and like the promo wording and all that stuff, it's like I could see how they could like they're weaving a lot of stuff together here, but I could see like a loose end if they pull it just right, it could come out and be like really awesome. Do you know what I mean? Like it looks like it's gonna be like a knot from hell or something, but it's like it's set up in just a way that if they pull it just right, then it'll come out and be very clean and be nice.
That's cool.
If I hope they do that, but the thing that really makes me think that they're not is the fact that the 3D is at the end of this movie title. Anyway, yeah, so I guess next year is when that guy's coming out, and I am waiting with bated breath. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess I have a little while to play the third game then. Is it based what games are is it based on?
Well, with all the characters that it looks like, I mean, it's really hard to say. I mean, it doesn't look like they took anything from the second game at all. There's some from the first game, some from the third game, and maybe not. Looks like that's about it.
I think they're terrified to touch the second game.
Oh, dude, they are. They it would there'd be riots in the streets. I would put something down if they messed up the sec. Like if they did it and it was awesome, I would be so freaking happy. But they wouldn't do that, so I would.
Yeah, that's something that kind of scares me about them changing voice actors and stuff and the HD remake of the second one. If they freaking mess that up.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, like, the dude who did James, like, he's totally. I think he even said that he would want to do it if they got to redo it. But I don't know. We'll see. Like, most of the characters in the second game, I think it would be okay to be anybody else. But James, I mean, just because he that's who you are. I think he should be the same, 'cause he was the best voice actor in the original one. Like all the others were very, eh. Laura was okay, whoever did that, but I mean Eddie was pretty not awesome,
I
and
remember.
especially even like Maria was pretty good, but Mary, like I mean I don't know if it, I can't I don't even know if it's the same woman, but whoever did Mary, like in the endings, like sucked. I mean, she was good because, she was trying to act like she was like super emotional and crying, and that was cool. But like, maybe it was just a presentation, like the no music behind it. It seemed very awkward.
Right. I feel you.
Anyway, I need to quit talking about Silent Hill. That's all I ever do.
I have my things too, bro. It's cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, did you know a little piece of news to end the podcast?
Do it.
World of Warcraft is free until you hit level 20 now.
What?
I completely forgot about
You totally should not have said anything about that to me.
that.
You know how many characters I have that are under level 20? Do you know,
I think that is a thing that happened like today or something or yesterday. Today? What's today? I think it happened yesterday.
That's
Yesterday, yes.
nuts, dude.
Or Tuesday.
So, like, how does that work if you already have an account where you have characters that are over 20?
Yeah, I literally know nothing about it. I just know that as much as I told you. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Where did you hear this?
It was on the Destructoid show.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I think there's actually an article about
Wow, World of Warcraft, play it free. That's what it says. Play it free. Does that mean that they're gonna have like up to level 100 now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Wow, that That's this website's loading very slowly, or I would have more information. Wow, that's kind of interesting. One maybe I mean everybody's body's going to this free play thing, or like some sort of free play. Because EverQuest 2 has it. Global Agenda is completely free play now. That new one, what was it? Spiral Knights. Everybody says that one's really good. And then,
Not to mention Steam or Steam Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2
yeah,
is now
exactly.
completely free.
Yeah. Oh, and the Star Trek MMO got bought by a company who does free to play MMOs
That's cool.
or free to play games. So, it may be going free, is the talk. Oh! Speaking of MMOs, I got another piece of news. This is probably boring to everybody, but I mean, it's news. I mean, it was interesting to me because I had an account. Star Wars Galaxies is ending December 15th. They're like shutting it down completely.
Why?
Nobody plays that crap. I mean, some people do, but not very many, and it sucks. And the Old Republic's about to come out. I mean, it's not the same company doing the Old Republic at all. It's completely different. But there's no way it would be able to compete with the Old Republic, like, at all. So that's interesting, I guess. I got an email about it. Apparently, they're going to be doing like a world-ending, universe-wide event, like
Oh,
that
they
event.
what game was it? It was one of the Phantasy Star games, one of the Phantasy Star Online games. They when they shut down the servers, they had like it was kind of depressing because they showed pictures of it. I was looking at it on there's a website called Sega Addicts, and they basically just have Sega news. Imagine that. And when the,
I
Sega
can't.
said they were shutting down the
Sorry.
Sega said they were shutting down the servers at this specific time on the specific day. And so everybody that still played the game that day, they like all got together and they like played through all the quests and everything again. And I guess it's still instanced like it was in Phantasy Star Online, where like it's basically like the whole world is instanced, and like you get in like this the city or whatever, and then you have a party, and then you join
It's like
the
Guild
different
Wars.
So anyway, they ran through everything and did all that, and then they had this like ceremony, like this is all in game. They had this ceremony in this outdoors area, and they all like stood around and basically held hands while they turned the servers off, and you could see people like disappearing one at a time and stuff like
Oh,
that.
dude.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and they took a zillion pictures, and yeah, I just can't imagine. That'd be really depressing.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I guess if you spend so much of your life doing something, it's strange to think that it would end ever.
And you have all these digital friends that are just like, disappearing.
It's like you knew that the world was ending, like exactly when the real world was ending, and like what would you do, leading up to that, and how would you go out? It's kind of weird, surreal. I don't like thinking about that.
So yeah.
So we'll end the Order of Tyr podcast on a depressing note this time. Yeah.
What's up? I'm glad I dropped that bomb.
So MMOs, they end sometimes, so don't get too invested. But
Yeah,
if
exactly.
you're I guess if you're invested in World of Warcraft, you're probably safe for a
Yeah,
while.
you're probably in the
Until
clear.
Titan comes out.
Right.
Either that or Titan's gonna be like some super huge flop and everybody's gonna be like, I just wanted an expansion for World of Warcraft. Why can't you just do that?
God, we'd go play Duke Nukem forever.
On that note, we're gonna end this. This has been the 38th edition of the Order of Tyr podcast, with the extra special, extra depressing, alternate MMO world end ending. Sorry you didn't do well enough to get the good ending this time. Maybe next time.
Sucks.
You forgot that one item you were supposed to pick up back, 2 hours into the
Yeah, that
podcast.
was freaking hidden. You had to like dig somewhere, and you had to put something together to create a key so you can go somewhere else, and then you had to like spray some paint on something so you could see something else, and then you picked the thing up and it's there.
Exactly. See, how hard would that have been? You could have gotten the good ending, but you didn't.
Yeah. So go do it.
It's so sad. Well, come back next week. Maybe you'll get the good ending then. Okay, this is Jordan B. Sanders with Mike the Hammer K. Klosinski. Order of Chicken
Yes!
Podcast. This is over.
E.
It's over.
Yeah! Actually, no!
Hey, this is Jordan. I am interrupting my editing so that I can tell you that we forgot to plug orderoftier.com. Yeah, our website. Check it out, orderoftier.com. All the stuff for Order of Tier. And also check out, more importantly, rainwave.cc. Massively multiplayer online video game radio. It's an awesome website. We've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it forever again. Rainwave.cc. Come hang out in the chat. Later, guys.